Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This time, I'm interviewing Gloria Vanderhorst, and her miracle this week, I just sat back and listened in awe. Yes, another story from someone where I just got to peek a little bit further behind the curtain of the magic and the mystery that is the universe. It did take place when Gloria was a child, and, you know, her telling of it, despite the passage of time, is still fresh and powerful and groundbreaking. So I can't wait for you to hear her tale. But Gloria herself is a psychologist, writer, advisor, and mentor, and really now is concentrating her practice on helping men explore their emotional angst. She wants to help men access feelings that have been blocked from early childhood. And she's really working on helping men develop broader, healthier relationships with their spouses and families. She works with internal family systems and emotion-focused therapy. And all in all, I think she's onto something. And you'll hear it in our conversation later, because we do get into the work that she's doing amidst, you know, our conversation around mathematics and what happened to Gloria as a child, and how she too, when she was a kid, got to peek behind the curtain of the mystery that is the universe. But I'll let Gloria tell that tale. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Gloria Vanderhorst.
She took me to the doctor. My mother and father together took me to the doctor. And the doctor was a long-term friend of the family. So he spent maybe 2 seconds examining me, walked into the next room, and you could hear his phone call. He called the emergency room, and he says, "I'm sending you a dead one. Do the best you can." All right, so I will tell you about me in kind of probably mid-elementary school. I do not remember the exact grade or age. I might have been second or third grade. And as I said, my mother's a nurse, right? So she must go to work. And I woke up not feeling well. And I didn't have a high fever. And so I went to school and my mother went to work. And the neighbors that lived behind us, she was the backup for mother if we were sick or needed to be picked up from school. So somewhere in the late morning, I needed to be picked up from school because my fever had increased. And so Mrs. Sprunger picked me up from school, put me comfortably in her dining room on her daybed, and my fever proceeded to increase and increase and increase and increase. And when my mother came home from work, she took me to the doctor. My mother and father together took me to the doctor. And the doctor was a long-term friend of the family. So he spent maybe 2 seconds examining me, walked into the next room, and you could hear his phone call. He called the emergency room. And he says, "I'm sending you a dead one. Do the best you can." Right? My appendix had broken earlier in the day. Right? And so my father drove like a madman to the emergency room after hearing this message. They whisked me into the ER and took out whatever they could, right? And that night, my mother went home, and somewhere in the middle of the night, my room fills with this gorgeous light. I mean, it's just such a beautiful light. It is bright, but it doesn't hurt your eyes, right? It is just gorgeous. And there is a being standing over me. And this being moves hands across my body, and I fall back to sleep. And when my mother shows up at 7 that morning, my entire body is covered with black and brown gunk. So whatever they could not sponge out of my cavity was actually lifted out of my cavity. And so here I am, right? I don't die. I live, right? But because of a spiritual being creating that healing.
Thanks everyone for listening to this episode of the podcast and my really interesting and fun conversation with Gloria. You know, not only did she kind of captivate me with her mathematics, with math, but also the conversation around psychology and how we can help men to become their bigger, brighter, more authentic selves. To check out a little bit more of what Gloria is doing in the world, there will be a link in the episode show notes. So do yourself a favor and click that link. Thanks to everyone who listens. You know the way to my heart, ratings and reviews. This work is a work of love, of passion, but I like to get ratings. I like to get reviews. I love to know that people are out there listening to the pod. So if you find the time to do either, I would be ever so grateful. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Gloria. Be unstoppable. If you see a problem out there and you think, oh, I might be able to help with this, or oh, maybe I can show up for this person, you know, whether it's a friend or a stranger or even your company, your boss, whatever that looks like. I mean, we all know it takes a village to make this world more shiny, brighter, more sparkly with good feeling. See the need in your community and then show up for it. Be like Gloria, and despite the overwhelming odds of making a pivotal change in society, of creating a positive force for good in the world, even though the odds might seem insurmountable, just take that first step. Because you never know where that first step is going to lead. And once you get working on this issue, or once you start showing up for whoever it is that you're showing up for, I bet you'll get a lot of energy and you'll feel like the winds of inspiration are carrying you. So take that first step, like Gloria, and show up for people who need you. And you never know, at the end of the day, what kind of beauty and what kind of goodness you're going to contribute to this world. And I think that makes it exciting, don't you?